I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp released his plan today to expand Medicaid in Georgia. Under the proposal, adults in Georgia who make up to 100% of the federal poverty level would qualify for Medicaid assistance if they spent at least 80 hours a month working, volunteering, training, or studying. They would also have to pay monthly premiums. In March, a federal judge blocked similar work requirements in Arkansas and Kentucky. Georgia is one of 14 states that have not fully expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Kemp plans to seek a 90% match from the federal government for its more limited expansion, making Georgia's cost just $10 million in the first year. The expansion is expected to cover approximately 52,000 people by its fifth year. Several communities across Georgia are holding elections tomorrow. Voters will decide on mayoral and city council seats in counties including Cobb, Clayton, and Douglas. In DeKalb County, a controversial ethics referendum is on the ballot. It calls for the restructuring of the county's ethics board following a state Supreme Court ruling that the way its members are currently appointed is unconstitutional. And nearly a dozen communities will vote on a brunch bill referendum, which will allow their local restaurants to start selling alcoholic beverages at 11 a.m. on Sundays. Georgia's Public Service Commission will begin a new round of hearings in Atlanta today on a proposed rate hike for Georgia Power customers. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The average customer would pay an extra $200 annually under the potential rate increase. Georgia Power says it needs the money to repair infrastructure damaged by storms and to dispose of coal ash. Several protests and contentious town halls have been happening around the state as many customers oppose any kind of rate hike. Nathaniel Smith, who leads the Partnership for Southern Equity, says the cost is too high for vulnerable Georgians.
They are forced to choose between their prescriptions and their light bill, or their groceries or their light bill.
The PSC is expected to vote on the rate hike next month. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A federal judge has reinstated a fishing ban in New England that aims to protect North Atlantic right whales. GPB's Emily Jones has the story.
The ban means commercial fishermen can no longer use gill nets in a 3,000-square-mile area off the coast of Nantucket. They use the nets to catch a variety of fish, and right whales can get tangled in them. Kathy Sackis with Grays Reef National Marine Sanctuary Foundation says it's a leading cause of whale deaths.
Banning gill nets in any part of that, you know, that eastern corridor is really crucial to making sure that they don't come to harm with, being entangled in nets.
Later this month, the whales will migrate to the coast of Georgia and Florida to have their calves. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Ray Cromartie is now scheduled to die on November 13th. His execution was to be carried out last Wednesday, but it was delayed due to a legal technicality. The Supreme Court issued an order that morning temporarily halting the execution, saying the initial execution order was void because a trial court judge filed it, while Cromartie still had an appeal pending with the Supreme Court. That appeal was ultimately rejected. Cromartie was sentenced to death for a 1994 murder at a convenience store in Thomas County. Former President Jimmy Carter is back at church teaching Sunday school less than 2 weeks after breaking his pelvis in a fall. The 95-year-old spoke in front of hundreds that gathered at Maranatha Baptist Church in the southwest Georgia town of Plains. Carter gave a 45-minute lesson on life after death, where he talked about his reaction to a cancer diagnosis he received in 2015.
I didn't ask God to let me live, but I just asked God to give me a proper attitude toward death. And I found that I was absolutely and completely at ease with death.
Carter, who underwent successful cancer treatment, has been recovering from a fractured pelvis after a fall last month. He's the oldest U.S. ex-president ever and has been teaching Bible lessons since he was in his teens. And in sports, the Hawks try to get back into the win column tomorrow evening when they host the San Antonio Spurs at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. For more Georgia news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.